parish registers. These ancient papers, all tattered, torn and mutilated, covered with dust, defaced, and the writing in many cases illegible, have been trampled under the feet of careless church wardens, soiled perhaps in their imputed orgies. John Noel, 1864. Part 1. The following abbreviations have been used: Bapt for baptisms, Nupt for marriages, Sepult for burials. Harry Taylor, The Parish Register of Almondbury, Volume 1, 1974. 1557, November 5. Blank, sepult. Someone unknown buried in November, in the churchyard probably, with Catholic ritual in those Bloody Mary days. No stone, no grave, a blank, and that one word, sepult, as near forgotten as it's possible to be. Nights follow days, moons wax and wane, years pass. Around the old church where these books are stored, the same cycles of rising, falling, buildings, families, lives conceived and nurtured, thrive and then lost again. Further away, great matters are afoot. A new queen, Shakespeare writing, ships of Spain shattered on Scots and Irish rocks. But few here know, along these muddy lanes, the talks of births and courting, love and death, hopes, expectations too, all with the same result. These words, the ticking of a clock, bapt, nupt, sepult. Sepult, an end but a beginning too, the very first word that you copied down. Part 2. Godfridus Castle et Sarah Armitage nupt. Johannes for Johannes Greaves de Farnelay bapt. Johannes Hager de Stona Pizza sepult. Harry Taylor, The Parish Register of Almondbury, Volume 1, 1974. Each line terse, factual, stripped of hope or pain or joy or love or sympathy. The sundering or saving of a life reduced to names and places and to those stark words in unfamiliar Latin, bitten off short. A few, a very few, brief stories catch the eye. Wilhelmus Turnbull, just 16, weatherbet on the moor beneath a hedge, buried late that day by candlelight. Remembered here, just that. Reasons, grief, suffering, lost with bones and blood and grave. It's 50 years now since you took your seat with cards and pens and patience to start the long task you have set yourself. That seat, and you too, part of history now. Part 3. In tackling the register of the parish, which he came to regard as his own, Harry Taylor set himself no easy task. Yet any thought of claiming credit for his work would have been contrary to Harry's quiet, modest nature. Anonymous appreciation from the Parish Register of Almondbury, Volume 3, published posthumously in 1988. I see that first book finished on your desk, each line a stitch in a great tapestry of lives lived, loved and lost, a tribute to the village that you knew, and you beside it, thoughtful. You must be very proud, I say. You shake your head. Not really. There's a pause. A young man dreams of all the things he'll do, the books he'll write. And this is it. Other men's words, just copied down. You've gone too now, so you have the set. Birth, marriage, death, laid down so bleakly here. Like you, these ghosts had dreams, hopes, felt regret perhaps at falling short. We never get quite where we wanted to. The fear of failure haunts us all. But here's the thing. Thumb through these pages. Hear the sound of countless voices whispering in your ear. Lost and forgotten in the ground, their names are all they have. And thanks to you, they're here.